Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hello, podcasters. I'm Ron, your host. And on this podcast, the family discusses what comes after our initial salvation experience. Are there some things that we can do to initiate our growth in maturity in our relationship to God? I'm praying that those who hear this podcast can open your heart to some of the steps that the Holy Spirit is revealing today to God's sons.
This is how you have a relationship with the Lord. It's that basic relationship that needs to be identified for so many. It's no good to just accept Christ. There's more to who they are than just believing that He exists. Maybe we should talk about the very basic fundamental. What is the next step once you accept Christ as your Savior or Lord and Savior, whichever way you did it? What's the next step? If you're just going to exist based on that, yeah, you'll be saved, but to what point? People are asking about healings. They're asking for miracles, and there's a reason why they're not working today. It's because people aren't making the next steps.
Right.
You know, they're just expecting. You know, they'll pray, oh, God, please heal this person. Oh, God, please heal the nation. Oh, God, please do this. And you're telling God what you think He should do, rather than listening to hear what He has to say and then expressing what He is saying, what His heart is at the moment.
If you're saved, you accept Christ as your Savior and Lord, you don't stop there. That's really the starting gate in a walk with God.
Right.
From that point, there needs to be a preparation of your heart in seeking the Lord and definitely in abiding in His word.
Yep.
And letting that hunger increase in you. You may start out 5 minutes a day praying in the Spirit or exercising tongues if you have that gift. Maybe you'll spend 5 minutes a day in the word. I know, it's just a beginning.
Yeah.
There has to be the foundation laid where there's a hunger and a pursuit every day. I'm a new Christian or a Christian, doesn't have to be a new Christian, but I'm not pursuing the Lord, and yet I'm praying for miracles, signs, and wonders. It's not going to happen because the Lord's not Santa Claus. He is requiring things of His people. Mm-hmm. He's requiring a maturity. He's requiring a dedication. He's requiring a depth of perception, revelation, all these things that don't happen just because you want them. They happen because you walk with Him every day, and it's an exercise.
Right.
It's a drive. It's a hunger. And if you don't have that, then you need to ask for it.
Yes.
Abiding in His word. It's so important because His word is where He connects His presence. And in His presence is how you get led.
That's right.
I want to be led. Get into His word where He can speak to you daily and He can impart His nature to you daily. And He will. If you're faithful, He will.
That's the real important part, Ron, because there are so many different ways to read the scriptures. And I think the real important one is if you read it and you find a revelation of the Lord in it, you're probably reading it right. The Holy Spirit was given to teach us. And as we read and search for Him in the scriptures, don't read it like a storybook. You know, don't read it like it's a fact book that you're trying to prove a point. Don't do that. Find the Lord in it because it is His expression to the earth. And so that's what we want.
The one thing is actually, once you become a Christian, is that your mindset has to change because now You have to love. If you don't have that love, and that love is an action, you start acting on it with other people. You've got to love the people of the world. You know, you don't have to do the same things that they're doing, but the love that has that comes from us comes from God, and that's what's going to change the whole earth. So it's not a passive thing, and that, unfortunately, most Christians think that it is. If you can't love your neighbor, how can you love God?
I think one of the things that we've got to find is a new definition for these words. And it starts, yes, with a definition. What does it mean to love? And like Alan was talking about, revelation. We need to have a new definition of revelation.
Mm-hmm.
A revelation of God is just that. He reveals himself to you. And if that revelation is true, you're going to be exposed to him. Revelation is a relationship with the Father. I would say if I'm studying the scriptures and I come across an experience from reading that passage or that chapter, God revealed himself to me in that word.
Mm-hmm.
And when he reveals himself to you, he's initiating an experience. He's initiating a relationship. And what's your response? Psalm 51 is probably the most complete, simple teaching how to have a relationship with the Father. My goodness, I want that. And it's amazing that one psalm, how much is in it. You could take that thing and live in it and walk out the will of God for your life and be pleasing to him. That's the message that I'd like to see this podcast get out, is an intimate, one-on-one relationship with the Father that is pleasing to him.
Mm-hmm.
That we become a delight to him. That yes, you can walk in completeness. You can finish. It's not just to throw it up in the air and hope and pray that something will happen. That basic tenet laid out in Psalm 51 is where we live. I open up the scriptures and I say, create in me a clean heart, O God. And hey, the scripture jumps off the page.
Mm-hmm.
And where does it land? It lands in my heart. And I receive it. And I thank him for it. Because he revealed himself to me. And he gave me a part of himself that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe what we're talking about here is what Paul's drive was. That I may know him.
Yes.
And the power of his resurrection. We all know that when he was Saul, if you will, he had his salvation experience, right? A little bit more intense than most anybody else in the world. However, even though he had that personal meeting, it was not enough. He knew that there was more to who the Lord was than what his first meeting revealed to him.
You don't come by that attitude as a light follower of the Lord.
Right.
In fact, I don't think you come by that attitude on any human level. It starts out with opening up to the Lord and let the Holy Spirit walk you into it day by day, because you're talking about a dedication that is not only not common to man, but probably very seldom found in humanity.
Mm-hmm. If at all.
It's so anti-human. An anti-carnal mind,
mm-hmm.
and anti-human nature. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means you start where you're at.
Right.
And that's always my mantra in the morning. I start whether I feel good, where I feel bad, where I wake up happy, where I wake up sad. Doesn't matter. I start where I'm at and begin to seek the Lord.
Yep.
And anybody can do that. you just simply open your heart and you start seeking God. To me, that gets rid of all the excuses. No one's going to come before the face of God and said, it was too hard, I didn't know how to do it. He makes the way so simple.
That's right.
You just have to want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a day-by-day walk, so you may walk one day wanting to, the next day not so much. That's you. That's not him. He's still there in his fullness. It's up to you to open your spirit to him every day. And to me, it's exciting because I'm realizing, first off, it's not even up to me. As I continue in my walk with God, I'm finding out that, you know, I may have started out with a lot of vim and vigor and a lot of zealousness. And I think most Christians do, new Christians, they start with a real zealousness, and that begins to change because as you're in his word, he starts transforming you and he becomes his drive, his faith, his hunger. It's pretty imperceptible change, but what ends up happening is you come into a revelation that Christ dwells within me.
Right.
His word dwells within me. Christ dwells within me. And as I connect in daily with the Lord in his word, in worship, he takes over my life more and more. And it's really exciting because there's an initiative that we can take. It's not just, well, I sit on my butt and the Lord's going to lead me. Nah, won't happen.
No.
But if I take an initiative in every day to approach him, then he starts working his lordship and his will and everything in me, his worship, the cleansing that Dale's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't happen because I want it to happen or because I'm a good person or I'm going to worship, you know, clean up my life or any of that. We are not going to get glory for a blessed thing.
Right.
It's initiative we take by faith. He takes over.
The Lord loves us, and he gave himself for us. And the Lord knows exactly what's in our hearts. You accept the Lord, and the Holy Spirit comes into your life. You want to know more, so you open up more. And the way you open up is you ask. You ask the Lord to show himself to you.
Yep.
Ask him to show you what you're to do and how you're to relate to him. And start doing it. Baby steps, more and more that you do it, the easier it will become. He requires more of your time, requires more of your attention, because he loves you and he wants to know you and he wants you to know him. It's all a part of our walk with God.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.